Just by way of review, from my perspective as Tex, the land developer, we've heard about annexation, all the question marks there, zoning, all the additional question marks, and then Kim confused me even further with subdivision. It seems like it's all working together, and I have yet to hear anything about how I'm supposed to integrate all of the commercial side into my dream development here. And to answer some of those questions, we have Joe Gorfita. He is a managing partner from Nichols Jackson in the DFW area. He's a city attorney in a number of cities. He's outside counsel on the government side, on the regulator side. He's been with the land use planning committee for years. He was, I think, a four-year co-chair of this committee, of this conference. So he's got a lot of experience. He's going to tell us and me how to integrate commercial aspects into our site plans. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you. Okay, I'm a very energetic person usually when I speak, but we're talking about site plans, so how energetic can I be, right? And I got to figure out which glasses are going to work up here, so hold on, let's see. I may have to use both. Aging process is painful, right? Okay, so how many of you in here, I got to ask questions, I always start with questions, and I want everybody to participate. How many of you are attorneys? Okay. How many are planners? Any elected officials? Elected officials, where am I? All right, I'm going to keep my eyes on you two. All right, got only two elected officials? Come on, who's hiding? Who's not being honest? Planners, elected officials, attorneys, who am I missing? Developers, got any developers? All right. Wait, do we have an elected official and a developer? This is going to make for a great 45 minutes. I may call you up. a couple weeks ago, we did this presentation last year on site plans, and I had another person assisting me that did a great job that was a planner and spoke a lot about the engineering aspects and the planning aspects of site plans. And so when I was asked to do this again, I'm thinking, okay, how can I make this interesting? And really, I didn't think about it for quite some time until several weeks ago when I was leaving the house. The question was, I was leaving to go to a city council meeting. And, you know, I usually average about two city council meetings a week, sometimes three. Lately, it's been four. We're in the election season, so they seem to have more. But the question was asked, will you be home for dinner, right? And so I thought to myself, you should never answer that question, right? Those of you that are city attorneys know you don't answer the question, is this going to be a short meeting, okay? When you look at the agenda, and I was thinking to myself, okay, there's a plat and a site plan on this agenda. That's all. It was so simple, I was thinking of calling the mayor and saying, hey, do you really need me? But he always says yes. So anyway, I figured I was going to drive an hour for a 20-minute meeting. So yes, I'll be home for dinner was the answer to that question, okay? So as I go to the meeting, let me set the stage. I go to the meeting, and again, plat and a site plan. And there were more people in that meeting than there are sitting in this room today. So then you start thinking, okay, great, right? And they weren't happy. They weren't smiling like you people are smiling right now. Okay, they had that look on their face. So again, we start the meeting, and it was one of those meetings where, again, plats and site plans. When we think about plats and site plans, we know, and Brenda spoke earlier about the basics of land use and what's ministerial, and you think plats are ministerial, right? What authority do the elected officials have in denying plats, or what authority do the elected officials have in denying site plans, or approving site plans for that matter, okay? And from the attorney perspective, you know, it's important. I have multiple clients, multiple city clients. It's important, at least for me, to understand what is in the code, okay? And I think from elected officials, it's important for you to understand what's in the code, as well as the developers and what are our expectations. And for Tex to have a successful development, I guess I should start some of the slides. I'm probably like five in already. For Tex to have successful development, not only do we need to understand what the codes are, but we have to have a good relationship between all parties. And that's what I learned from this meeting that I was attending, that there's just not a good relationship as it related to this particular development that was coming into the city. And what was a little different about this development is they were platting it, okay? They were doing the plat followed by the site plan. Okay, has anyone ever been at a meeting where they do both of those at the same time? They do the plat, think it's going to be, you know, obviously ministerial. Then they follow it next up with the site plan.